Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Sometimes I just love when God works on me, and then I find it in the reading so plainly, so in my face. Just a little reminder, but that I came to it before it was actually in His Word. If you read the daily readings, today is the day. And I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to spoil it. Okay, here we go. Matthew 6, 7 through 15. Jesus said to His disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Hello. If you've been listening over the past few days, struggling me with forgiveness and loving people where they are, I just did a video on do not talk about religion or politics. And I think that is such a joke. That was purposefully put out there so people would not feel comfortable about speaking about their beliefs. And I truly believe that God is calling us to have these discussions with people, because our theology forms our beliefs, which hopefully form our behavior and our viewpoints. And we need to elect politicians who are like-minded, who will create policies that support our beliefs and also are active in our lives, that make us better Americans or whatever country you live in, that protect our lives and our rights, including unborn babies. And now is truly the time for us to speak with love. I encourage you to watch that video. Go to my YouTube channel. All you have to do is type in youtube.com, type in my name, Kendra Von, V-O-N space E-S-H, and then watch the most recent post. And when you think about it, truly, and subscribe, by the way, if you hit subscribe and you click the black bell, you'll get a notification every time I put a video out there. But right now, the world is truly divided. I guarantee that you have firm beliefs in how your country should be run, in the policies that your leaders are putting into place, and also how the world should be living. With, for lack of a better word, where are the morals? I live in America, as you all know. There is this massive push for transgenderism. The president of our country, Joe Biden, just said he was going to put an executive order out there so that people, kids, children, can have access to these drugs that are puberty blockers and these surgeries that cut off their God-given private parts. An executive order. Now is the time. This culture, that this political correctness, which has ruined this country, in my opinion, is bunk. We need to speak about the important issues. Religion and politics are the most important issues. As I said, because our theology, even if you're atheist or Jewish or Hindu or whatever, they formulate our beliefs, and therefore we should be looking for people based on what they say. Unfortunately, some politicians lie. But it's not just in the politics. It's not just in government. Politics has bled and has always been in corporations. Do you work for a company that has the rainbow flag pride stuff all over the place? Do you have an HR department that is doing all of this inclusion stuff and throwing it down your throat? Are you watching sporting events and they are doing the same thing? I just saw recently that I don't know if it was baseball or golf, but they basically said, look, I'm not wearing that gay pride flag thing or LGBTQ element OP thing. Geez, wasn't it not too long ago when the word queer couldn't be used and now they're calling it like something to be proud of? The political correctness is also a bunch of bunk because we're so afraid to say anything. But we need to speak up. And when I say speak up, it's just having a conversation with someone. And start it off by asking questions. Don't try to convince someone to your side. Ask them, why do you believe what you believe? And when you're hearing and listening is a skill. I'm serious. It's very important for us to listen to others, no matter what, whether it's politics, religion, how they're feeling, what their day was like. And we shouldn't be sitting there trying to plan what we are going to say while they're talking to us, or jotting down in our mind the rebuttals. We need to listen with our heart. Because here's the deal. I thought completely different a mere 9 years ago. Geez, let's even say my first 2 years, you know, I didn't even change my life much. I was just going to mass and learning about things. And then all of a sudden it hit me like, wait a minute, I believe these things and I'm living contrary to them. So something's got to change here. So you could even say it's been 7 years. And look at how far I have come. And that was because I learned my faith. And I took my faith into my own hands and not only learned it in my head, but moved it God actually moved it down to my heart and said, wait, you need to change your ways. And then I wasn't a hypocrite anymore because I was believing one thing and living another. So I don't know where you are on this path. Maybe you're trying to learn the faith, not exactly sure what all this stuff is and the sacraments. Well, keep learning. But honestly, pray through it. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart, to move your faith to your heart so that you are passionate and you live and breathe what you know is true, good, and just. And then you can have conversations with people that show why you believe what you believe. Now you may get into the part of apologetics. I listen to Patrick Madrid. He always has amazing ways to explain the faith and why we believe what we believe. Go get some books. Learn your specific way to communicate why you believe what you believe. Maybe it's other Christian faiths that you have more conversations about rather than an atheist. But all of these things come into play because I will tell you, when I first, you know, came out, if you will, came out as a Catholic, people were asking me, why? Why are you Catholic? And all I could do was share what was so true to me, and that was that God existed in confession. That was the only thing that I knew, that was God, because I had a supernatural, mystical, physical, emotional, spiritual experience in that confessional that changed my life. Now, I have many more reasons why. But that answer was genuine and pure because it was true from my heart. It was honest. And nobody can take that away from me. That was my experience. They can't say, oh, no, that didn't happen to you. Oh, yeah, it did. You can't take that from me. That's why it's really important to have some of our own God stories to tell, because nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take away the miracle that I had when I consecrated myself to Jesus through Mary the very first time of my marijuana addiction. It's fact. And yes, it was Mary. Mary, who so many are indifferent to or actually disgusted by because they think we worship her. All she did was her job, which was take me to her son to be healed. And when we talk about politics, we've got to look at the state of the world right now. Now is the time to speak up. Why? Because everybody is emotionally charged with what is going on. People are upset. And so I started with the whole forgiveness thing, and that's what I want you to remember as you're speaking with people, that you're not to change their mind. You need to understand where they're coming from. Ask them more questions. Maybe you don't even say anything about your beliefs. Just say, I'm curious. Why? And the reason I say this is because most often they can't tell you in much detail why they're a certain political party, or they align with a certain political party, or they, you know, why they believe in abortion. I've made this mistake before where I went through my whole experience and my whole walk, and they say, yeah, thanks, but I still believe it's my body, my choice, and the government has no right over my uterus, right? It's just these simple talking points. And I think I mentioned to you there's a movie out there by Matt Walsh called What is a Woman? And he does it masterfully. If you have not watched it, please watch it. And watch it with your children. Watch it with your family. I gave it to my father-in-law and he was floored. He's like, I'm going to go share this everywhere. Because what Matt does so beautifully is he asks questions and then he shuts up. He doesn't get emotional. He doesn't cut them off. He doesn't get in an argument. He lets them speak enough where they maybe have their talking points, but that's it. Then they get all defensive because he asks them just another question, a follow-up question, and they're not rude questions. They're not bad questions. It's a normal follow-up question, but they don't have an answer. So they, well, I don't like where this, you know, interview is going. We're done, blah, blah. And they get all defensive. And this is not what we want to trigger in other people, but we want to know if they are just shallow in their beliefs. Because if they are, then there's a lot of room to work with. They just may have been a political party for their whole life because their father and mother were and their grandparents were and so on and so on. But at the same time, nobody's really talked to them about exactly what with that political party do they align with. And maybe talking about administrations that have put in policies that are not maybe what the political party stood for back in the day. Obviously, I'm talking, and you all know what I'm talking about. So maybe they're Democrats, right? And they've been Democrats for their whole life. Their whole family is. And if they ever went Republican, oh, lordy, lordy. But you know what? That's your personal vote. But people have to also look and say, yeah, well, this current administration, Joe Biden in particular, said that he wasn't going to shut down the pipelines. Said it many, many, many times. There are videos out there that show how often he said it. And 6 hours into his inauguration, he shut it down. The Green New Deal, it's all about shifting away from being energy independent. It's in your face. It's a fact. So these are kind of the discussions. Here's what I want you to do. If you have a topic that you want me to discuss, that you want talking points to, that you can study and really just capture in your mind and in your heart, because that's really what this is all about. You've got to take ownership of your knowledge in your faith and in your life. And when you do, you can then have conversations, calm, collected, cool conversations with anybody. Because you're not only firmly believing in what you believe in your mind and your heart, and you're doing your best to live it, but you know the rebuttals, because there's only so many. Against the Catholic faith, there's only so many. Against abortion, there's only so many. And the more that we, you know, there used to be a commercial, the more you know, the easier it is. And the more loving you become, because you yourself at one point couldn't answer that question. Me too. Why am I Catholic? I don't know. The only thing I knew was my confession. Now I've got, you got on half an hour? Sit down, I'll tell you, you know? But that's growing and that's learning. And we all can have these conversations. So send me an email, Kendra@KendraVonEsch.com, or better yet, go to that YouTube video and put a comment in there. Tell me what you want me to do a video on, and I will. And I will give you the information, just like I did in my abortion video. We're here to help each other, but we have to help ourselves first, right? We gotta move our feet. And this is the mind, body, soul, and spirit. Maybe our mind doesn't have the right information, facts, and data, and stuff to have these conversations. We don't feel comfortable because we don't really know. And there's something so powerful and so peaceful about knowing why I believe what I believe. In politics, in social situations, in theology, in my religion. And I'm ready to have these conversations anytime, any place. And that, my friends, is what God has done for me and will do for you, wants to do for you. Alrighty, I love you all. Knowledge is power. It really is. And the more you know, the easier it is to have those conversations. Ooh, we got a train in the background. Don't know if you can hear it. Okay, I'm going to let you go. It's a long one. I got passionate. Oh, but the last thing I want to say, forgiveness. We just heard it. So don't be upset with someone who doesn't think the way that you do. And don't feel like you have to be the one to change their minds. But definitely have your talking points and your beliefs known in your head and living in your heart. So that when you speak, you're just sharing, hey, this is my experience. This is exactly why I am who I am and why I believe what I believe. And they cannot take that away. They cannot. But remember, you're wanting to learn more about them. Asking them more questions. Because you will find out many people who don't want to talk about this stuff, it's because they don't have a real deep-rooted system, if you will. It's like a tree with a couple roots. Not the tree of life, right? Where you've, you know, or the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which has so many roots. And then you will know what you're working with. You know? Oh, okay. This person's just got a couple talking points from society. This is going to be pretty easy. Okay. Have a blessed and inspired day and find something more with God. Ask Him into every conversation and do not be afraid. Seriously, the Holy Spirit will guide you, I promise. Talk to you tomorrow.